stalks. He grasped my food with pincher claws, scrabbling about on the cold ocean floor. Once I soared high on wings of gold, silhouetted by the sun, only to be brought back to earth by the cravings of the flesh and by the ache of death. There's no relief, no freedom in this hiding within material form. The stars wheel, the seasons pass, the earth is born anew. Yet I remain a prisoner of my own design, even after the universe is dissolved. When at last the forms of physical nature reappear, I tender my application. Let me in again. Let me try again. Let me suffer again. All the while Krishna feeds with infinite compassion. From behind the eyes that look through these eyes, from beyond the darkness of my sight, he'll give me freedom so that I can love him. But I recoil in fright. Why am I not like you, I demand to know. But you are that also, comes the sublime reply. As long as you serve, through service we can share the consciousness of transcendental love equally. Or even you may surpass me, as many of my dear friends have done. But why must I serve? That's our eternal nature. Look, I am serving you. How else could you fulfill your desires in this body? I'm speechless and confused. I need help. The path of service opens like a shaft of light. The spiritual master offers his hand. Come, you'll soon understand. Krishna has sent me to help you. You're very fortunate. This is the razor's edge. Maya beckons with a saucy glance. But you haven't solved this puzzle yet. You are just getting good. You can't leave now. Now I see the reason for my identity. I am me, to give up the false importance of being just me. For I am small and lost without Krishna, groping endlessly within the maze of this awesome cosmic structure. If I choose correctly, I can fulfill all my wants by serving with lotus feet. Strength is there if I want. Wisdom is there if I want. Success is there if I want. Truth is there if I want. Beauty.